na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
I've got it all. I've got it all. Fancy Nancy. Hi, it's Nancy Lombardo, your host of What's the Buzz New York, welcoming you for some music and hopefully some laughter as well. We'll check that out. And let's see, what do we got going on here to start us off? I'd like to start off by saying, remember, my books and music are available on Amazon. Go to Nancy Lombardo, get one book, get all three. Download one song, download the whole album. Give it as a gift. Support the arts by supporting the arts, an artist like me. All right, what shall we begin with today? I think I'd like to find a little Carozza to begin us off with. Here we go, Tom Carozza.
I was alone on the road, in a city in a foreign country with no one to hold. I was lonely, really sad. It was 7 years since my good thing had ended so bad. I checked in at the front desk and I carried my own bags up to the room. It was just another business trip, but I was getting bored and feeling the gloom deep inside. Most of the better cocktail lounges are located in the major hotels. Most of the better cocktail lounges are located in the major hotels, oh yeah, major hotels. I had enough of TV and talking about my sales goals endlessly. There was some inspiration, but would settle for a beer. I went down to the lobby and the night concierge gave me a smile. I asked her if she could recommend a piano bar where I could hang for a while. And she said, most of the better cocktail lounges are located in the major hotels. Most of the better cocktail lounges are located in the major hotels. Oh yeah, above, feeling pretty much the same as I felt before. And then a singer with Doug Nervick on key was crooning about our love that brought him to his knees. And then I saw this force of nature nursing a drink and watching the game. The conversation got to flow and easy. I provided a light and was offered a name, and I said, most of the better cocktail lounges are located in the major hotels. Most of the better cocktail lounges are located in the major hotels. Oh yeah, major hotels. Most
Tom
of the better cocktail lounges are located in the major hotels. Most of the better cocktail lounges are located in the major hotels. Oh yeah, major hotels.
Go to TomCarozza.com. Also, check out his book, Mr. Dust and Other Accumulations by Tom Carozza. Very good book. Okay. Amazon. A lot of talent on Amazon. Checking that out. All right. I'm also looking for, I had something here, a little Mel Brooks.
There's a new comedy album, as you know, sweeping the country. It's very amusing. It's called 2,000 Years with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. Well, now, here now is Carl Reiner about to interview the 2,000-year-old man in modern clothing, Mel Brooks. Let's have a nice hand. Good evening. It does sound incredible, I know, to believe that this man is 2,000 years old, but he spent the last few days at a medical center, and they say it is altogether possible that he is 2,000 years old. Sir, is it true? Are you really 2,000 years old?
Not yet. Not yet. Don't make me older than I am. I'll please be. January the 16th, I'll be 2,000 years young. How we say young, not to curse ourselves with death. You know,
I see. Yeah. Well, sir, I must say that you really don't look 2,000.
Well, I take care of myself.
Well, I know you do. But I think we'd all believe it more if you had some way to authenticate it. You have a birth certificate.
He didn't have that then.
You didn't have
birth. No, we didn't have. 2,000 years ago, we didn't have nothing. We didn't have ballpoint pens.
You didn't have.
We weren't even up to ink, darling.
Well, you did.
No, we had nothing.
You were primitive, right? In those days.
We were primitive. We were atavistic. We were, what is the word I'm searching for? Dumb. We were very dumb.
Yes, you knew.
Stupid.
Yes, you knew very little in those days, in other words. You knew nothing about the world and how it turned.
We didn't know anything. We used to sit in little groups huddled together, and we would look up in the sky. We didn't know where the sun was. And we'd go, whoa, whoa, hot, hot, whoa, yellow, hot, yellow, hot.
Well, what did you think it was?
We thought it was a fire.
A fire?
Yes. We tried to put it out for 200 years.
How did
you? Chelsea, but we couldn't reach it.
Yeah,
well, very high up.
It's very high up there. Sir, I notice there's quizzical expressions in the audience.
Sure.
Matter of fact,
quizzical.
Mr. Sullivan himself has doubtful look on his face. You are not 2,000, he's thinking.
He shouldn't doubt me. That fellow's been around 200 years.
No, I don't believe
he
that.
He uses a lot of cream. He looks young, yeah.
Sir.
He's a cute fella, yeah.
Sir, to live as long as you have, to stay healthy and live this long, you must have some secrets of life.
I have a couple secrets.
Could you tell us? We'd be very interested in hearing it.
Well, if you want to live till 2,000 years, you don't touch fried food. You don't eat it.
You don't eat fried food.
No, and you don't run for a bus. You stroll, jaunty jolly, with your hat at a rakish tilt, one leg after the other, strolling to the bus.
Well, sir, that's not quite enough to stay alive for 2,000 years, just not eating fried foods and strolling jaunty jolly.
Yes, that's true.
Must be something else.
There is another thing.
What is that?
Luck. Without luck, you're dead.
You need a lot of luck.
Oh, you need a lot of luck.
Sir, you mentioned a bus. There weren't buses transporting you then, was in the
no,
old days?
No, we didn't have a scooter. We had nothing then.
No, of course. Well, what was in 2,000 years ago, what was the main means of transportation?
Fear. 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 An animal would growl and give your leg a bite. You'd run a mile in a minute.
So fear transport.
Fear kept you moving, Charlie.
I see.
Fear kept you going.
Sir, I wonder if I can... Can I get personal with you?
Certainly. Because, it's your job.
Yes. Sir, how many... Have you ever been married?
I have been married over 200 times.
200 times?
Yes.
Do you remember all your wives?
Well, I remember one. Well, Shirley, the fourth one, Shirley.
You remember only her?
Yes, she had a nice complexion, yes.
Well, what about the other, the rest of them? Do you remember them?
They're a vague blur of yelling and screaming. Take a shower. Why don't you eat? Why don't you kill an animal? I want a mean coat. Go out of the cave. Get out of the cave.
Oh,
yelling.
Sir. What was there about Shirley that...
Shirley used to call me darling.
She was the only one?
She was the only one who called me darling.
Oh,
yes.
You must have been very happy with
no,
her.
No, we broke it up.
Why?
Because she called everybody darling.
Oh, yes, that's very disturbing.
A couple of fellas hanging around the cave, you don't need that.
Yes, I know.
It's a shame for the neighbors.
Yes, please, sir. Sir, I'm afraid to ask this next question.
Yes.
Do you have any children?
I have over 1,500 children, and not one comes to visit me on a Sunday.
Obviously, there are people who understand your
800 life. Boys and 700 girls. Out of 700 daughters, one should send me a card. I a pop. I don't pop.
You mean they don't?
Should get a pop from them.
Well, maybe somebody
else.
Nothing
but let them eat cake and drink wine and dance. That's the
well,
job.
That's a shame, sir, that they don't.
Well,
sir,
that's children.
I know, sir. Yes. You've lived a long time. You must
I
have known.
Have.
You must have known
yes.
a lot of great people in history.
I have known the near great and the great and almost great and losers.
Well, sir,
yes.
I would like to know about one particular lady, Marie Antoinette.
Oh,
it's always fascinating.
Marie, what a cutie.
Did you know
what
her?
What a cutie.
You knew Marie Antoinette?
Oh, I went with her, dummy.
You
I
went
with her? Yeah.
No.
We used to go to dances together.
Marie Antoinette?
She had a big wig with powder. I used to sneeze all night in the powder on the wig.
You went with Marie?
I knew her well.
Well, there's something I want to know about her.
Yes.
Is it true that when the people of France were yelling for food and screaming
yes.
for food and bread, she said, let them eat cake. Is that true?
Yes. I remember her saying it. I remember it was on a Thursday. A Thursday morning, she came out on the balcony and grabbed the iron, and she said, let them eat cake! Eat cake!
So she really was a cruel, mean, heartless person.
No. She owned a bakery. She was pushing the cake.
I see.
A rich woman. She had pastries.
Yes, well, I see, sir. You
sure.
went with her. Now, the day the tumbril brought her to the guillotine...
The tumbril, yes.
When that guillotine fell and chopped her head off, how
yes.
did you feel?
Terrible.
Yes.
I felt awful about it. Killed my whole day.
Yes.
Yes. It killed her day, too, you know.
Yes. Yes. It terrible thing.
I couldn't eat my dessert that night.
Felt that
yes.
bad.
I felt so bad. I love rice pudding. Turned it down.
Wouldn't eat it.
No, how could you? They chopped yes. their head. It's not nice. It's
terrible.
Well, a healthy woman, a young woman.
Yes, I know.
Curls and
yes.
nice.
Well,
so
that's
cute.
That's life.
Bang, dead.
Oh,
well,
that's life. Sir, I
that's
don't want,
life.
Let's not,
yes.
let's not linger on that, yes. because I know how it upsets you.
Yes, it's very upsetting.
Sir,
I couldn't eat my
sir,
rice pudding.
In 2,000
yeah.
years, you've seen the world develop.
I have seen.
What is the greatest single thing that has been developed in 2,000 years?
I think that in the advancements of mankind, that the greatest thing, the biggest development that mankind, to my mind, ever came up with was wax paper.
Wax?
Wax paper, yes.
Well, sir,
you
wax?
Can take, you can take yes. a little chicken leg and wrap it up and keep it in your pocket. The grease, you don't touch
well,
it.
Well, wax paper.
You can take fruit and wrap it up. Put it in the refrigerator
yes,
for days. Keeps it fresh.
Well,
you can take a whole chicken, wrap wax paper,
yes.
bang in the refrigerator
yes.
and keep it there.
Yes.
You can take it in the shower like a shower cap
yes.
and keep the
rain. That's a very good.
You can put it in a comb and play Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yes,
you can make a little
yes.
ball
yes.
and wrap it up
yes.
and throw it out the
yes.
window. You can tear it up. You can bite it. You can chew it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love wax paper.
Yes, I know you do.
Oh, I love it.
Obviously, you love it.
I love wax paper.
But you're not going to equate the discovery yes. of wax paper with man's discovery of outer space.
That was good. That was nice. Finding space was cute.
If it's a
sure. It's a perfect place to keep those extra monkeys.
What is
up there in space? But they should wear a little woolen hat. It's cold for them.
Yes.
They're into the jungle.
Yes,
they
it's
should
true.
Make a little
well,
hat.
Well, we'll make a note of that.
Yes.
Mr. Sullivan will tell them that.
Yes. Tell them about the monkeys
yes.
and the hat.
Yes.
Yes.
It's getting rather late, sir.
Yes.
Would you care to say goodnight to America?
Oh, to say goodbye? Sure. I know how.
Say goodnight.
Hello there.
No,
is that good
no,
night?
That's almost
close,
like
yes.
Night. We'll teach you.
I hope you live as long as I do. Yes. Good night.
They're going to be back on our show. We got them sign up for a whole series of. They're just great.
Very funny stuff. Very funny stuff. Bell Brooks. Okay, still kicking. All righty. What else we got going on? A reminder that My books are available on Amazon. Please get one, get two, get three, get them all. What the heck? It's a lot of fun. All right, what else can we have for you here? I guess we can do a little Nancy comedy. It's Friday, and don't forget, you can watch my cable show tonight. It's on three channels in Manhattan, or go worldwide on the web at www.mnn.org, the Lifestyle Channel 2. That's at 7 p.m. every Friday. There you go. Okay, let's do a little Nancy now.
Boy, I won't do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just... Hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in my show? Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't have no ladies. You buy eight drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so, he's sweet. He says, look at that, you know, it's a man thing. But it's great, you know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
It was easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. And when I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You want some tea? Is it still good?
She does it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want you stinky old Preston. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea. You know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want to see that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! Linda! No, not Ben, I don't have time for this kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the, she moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where did babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Feel poetic.
Okay. You feeling poetic? Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's your jam stand-up situation. I have enough balls so I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. The generic dressing. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Or did I feel foolish not to be confused with that? But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Wind down our time, and I can't find my studio. Okay, there I am. Okay, what are we down to? 2 minutes. Wow. Well, all right. Watch my TV show tonight. Buy my books on Amazon and my music. And congratulations to Ashumba Williams on getting on Sports Illustrated cover. Pretty awesome. Go, Ashumba. Okay, let's see. You know, I have a switchboard, so I have to count down how much time I have, so I have to find something exactly the amount of time that I need that I have left to play something out on. Okay, I've got 2 minutes, so I got to find something 2 minutes. I'm scrolling quickly through that. Okay, let's see. All right. Don't forget, my books are on Amazon. Check me out there. Okay, also I have a show coming up at the Pangea. That's next Thursday, the 23rd at 9 p.m. Make your reservations today. Go to Pangea. It's on 2nd Avenue, and you can make your reservations today. And I'm trying to find something. Okay. Sorry, guys. I'm scrolling all the way down. I got to clear out my switchboard one day. But you know what? It doesn't matter if I just oh, it's Memorial Day. Here you go. Special shout out to all of our service men and women in the military for the job they do for us. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Stay safe, stay happy, be healthy, and be kind, most of all, be kind to one another. Thank you. What's the Buzz New York? Nancy Lombardo. Big kiss. Bye-bye.